Penguin Random House Audio presents Book, Line, and Sinker by Jen McKinley. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1.
Daisy Buchanan was an insipid, shallow, soulless woman, Violet LaRue declared. Jay should have found someone else.
But he loved her, Nancy Peyton argued.
Why? Violet asked. She shuddered. The woman was a horror.
She was old money, Lindsay Norris said. She was everything that the new money, like Jay Gatsby, aspired to be. It was lunchtime on Thursday at the Briar Creek Public Library, where the Crafternoon Group met every week to work on a craft, eat yummy food, and talk about their latest read. Per usual, Violet and Nancy were the first to arrive. Lindsay was the director of the library, and this group had been one of her ideas to boost the popularity of the library in town.
Buchanan was a bully. Remember when Daisy had that bruise? Nancy asked. What kind of man treats a woman like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've dated him. Well, men just like him at any rate, Beth Stanley said as she waddled into the room. Beth was the children's librarian, and today she was dressed as a giant green caterpillar, the puffy underbelly of which seriously impeded her ability to walk. Dangling from one arm, she held a large basket of plastic fruit and foodstuffs. Lindsay lowered the sampler she was attempting to cross-stitch and studied Beth. Don't tell me, let me guess, she said. Today you read Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
What?